Welcome to the weekday podcast of Sugar Hill Church, a church that truly is the perfect place for folks who aren't. So whether you're exercising, driving, meditating, or just hanging out with us today, thanks. Let's join our kids pastor, Rhonda McMahon, for an encouraging message.
We are grateful you are spending a few minutes with us as we read, meditate, and thank God for His holy word. It's a gift, and whether you are new to Bible reading or someone that has read the Bible many years, it has something new each time you read it. Welcome today. If you haven't stepped out of your house, got in your car, sat down at the office, or returned to your kitchen to clean up dishes without complaining today, then I promise it will happen in the next few moments of your life. We are chronic complainers because it is our sin nature within us. We can find something to complain about in a skinny second. The room is too cold. The music is too loud. I didn't get enough sleep. I have to be at this meeting that I really don't want to be at. Have you been around people that want to argue about most everything you say or want to complain about every detail of their day? It's exhausting, and it's all around us. Restaurants, businesses, shops rarely hear about great service, but the second something goes wrong in their service, a complaint is quick to hit social media or to a friend group. Complaining. Goodness, it's all around us. The Israelites in the Old Testament were chronic complainers when they wanted to go back to what they knew because it was too hard to journey through the wilderness. Journey through to the New Testament in Philippians, and Paul is writing to the church at Philippi, urging and challenging them to strive not to complain or argue. It's a constant battle. And that's where we read today from Philippians chapter 2, verses 14 through 16. Do everything without complaining or arguing, so that you may become blameless and pure, children of God without fault, in a crooked and depraved generation, in which you shine like stars in the universe as you hold out the word of life. When I read that passage, it reminds me that as a Christ follower, one who has chosen to obey Christ, love Him, and know Him more, I am set apart. I am different than the world. The world says, voice your opinion. Let others know what you are thinking. Complain about bad service. Christ says, don't complain. Don't argue. Be pure. Be blameless. This is my favorite part. So that you will shine like stars. You can be light in the darkness. You can be different and set apart to everyone. And you can hold out the word of life. Have you been around people that live like this? What a refreshment they are to us all. I praise God for those people in my life that shine like stars in the universe to me and hold out the word of life to me every day. They hold out the word of life and not their own words. God, will you help us today not to complain or argue? We want to be blameless and pure so we can shine like stars in the universe and hold out the word of life to those around us. What a refreshment we can be today to a world that doesn't need more complainers, but stars and those who will hold out the word of life.
Thanks so much for joining us today for the weekday podcast. We would love to see you at Sugar Hill Church for one of our gatherings each Sunday at 9:30 and 11, and we are always streaming live at live.sugarhill.church. Again, thank you for joining us today. Please share these weekday podcasts with friends and family by tapping the share button. Have an awesome day.